This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hi. Hi, crows. Two crows just landed on the wire in front of me. I've been looking to befriend crows. And I think these crows come to see me. They're so cool. Yeah, all right. Get back to the podcast, says the crow. So I have a question for you. I'd like you to think about this. How does it sound to think about one whole month of doing nothing? I'm trying to figure out if you're exhausted. I am. One whole month of nothing sounds like, oh God, yes, please. If it sounds boring to you, congratulations. You're not exhausted. I think a lot of us are exhausted. Good news, I hear from science, it takes, I think, like 4 days of getting good rest to reset. I talked yesterday about my friend coming over and changing my opinion of Reiki. A big part of why that session was powerful and helped me and felt good, a big part of it was me choosing to take a break. My friend choosing to offer me to drop out of life, to take a break, to rest. And that has been a challenge for me, to stop and rest. It was a challenge for my mom too, and my dad. We have a lot of responsibilities, but let me tell you, they're self-imposed, aren't they? Yeah, I don't think it's recommended to, like, I don't know, stop taking care of your family and leave the stuff that, you know, you're caring for. But it is possible. I tell that to people all the time, like, hey, you know, you have options. You could steal these keys right here, and I'll dangle my car keys in front of them and say, you could steal these right now. You can grab them. You could take my car and you can go. And you never have to see any of us again. You never have to go to school, go to work, see your partner, see your kids. You don't have to. That's all self-imposed. And, you know, yesterday I kind of ditched a lot of my responsibilities. It worked out that way because, you know, Finn didn't need to be taken to school. He was having a sick day. So I didn't really impose those responsibilities of, oh, let's get him up at a certain time and get him brushed and ready and clean and dressed and this and that. Nah. The podcast. This is a self-imposed responsibility. I literally made it up. And I can stop anytime I want. Yesterday, I mentioned the possum I saw the other day too. And I didn't talk about him really on the podcast yesterday, but after I recorded yesterday, I thought a lot about the possum. Not only that day did I actually fall asleep on the couch, which is very rare for Miss Amanda. I missed phone calls. It seemed like the minute I crashed on the couch, I missed I'm exaggerating. I missed 10 phone calls. So it kind of felt like I played dead, like the possum does. Possums usually sleep during the day, right? They're nocturnal. So I've been resting in the day, like a possum. And I've been really kind to myself, as kind as I can to myself and others. It happens that way, When you fall in love with yourself, you tend to love others easier. When you're kind to yourself, you'll be full of kindness. And we share what we have. We share what we're full of. So in this kind state that I was in yesterday, caring for myself, letting go of self-imposed responsibilities, I realized, I don't want to go to belly dancing tonight. That's weird. That's okay. I examined it. Is this true? Is this true that I don't want to go to belly dancing tonight? And I knew it was true because if I had found out that class was canceled, I would have been like, yes! Of course I didn't want to go. If I was like, yes, if it got canceled in my imaginary world. The fear, the old drumbeat, the fear tried to poke in and get me to go to class. Well, Amanda, you signed up. It's only 6 classes. Well, you paid for the class. You should get what you paid for. Well, your people will miss you. You'll miss your people. You don't have any dance classes this week except for your campground. You should go and dance. Those are all fear-based thoughts. I chose love. I chose to make honest decisions. I chose to be kind to myself. And I chose to rest. Most of us need rest. I'm going to move a little bit. I'm walking around on the bare earth with my bare feet. Where'd the crow go? I felt like came right here to yell. Pardon me, not yell, to speak. Anyway, keep an eye out. He's got me searching for the crow. So I want you to be searching for those self-imposed responsibilities that you can just clip. There's undue stressors, okay? And you don't have to clip it forever, but you could clip it for now. I encourage this because my body said no for me. I grew up people-pleasing, saying yes. Not resting, not being kind to myself. And so my body said no to all those self-imposed responsibilities. And my body will still say no if I don't say no. I mean, my body tried to say no for a very long time and I ignored it. And I went numb. Although I could still feel pain, so I'm not sure how numb, I'm not really sure what happened there, but I know that my body was talking to me and still talks to me, and I'm just learning to listen. I did mention the feeling practice I started. A few years ago, I realized I literally just needed practice feeling. I would sit down and say, okay. All right, I can feel the weight of my glasses, and I'd take them off. And I could, all right, I can feel the tightness of my bra strap or my pants. And so I'm going to take them off or switch them into something that's more comfortable. And I would just start to feel. And yes, I would make adjustments because I wanted to take the weight off of my nose and take the pressure off of my waist. And I would just practice feeling. So we'll do that in a sec. I'll even sit down and we'll do a little feeling practice. I just want to get back first to that, the moment of rest. How rest can make all the difference. I listen to Martha Beck often right now, and she talks about, she was, okay, forgive me, pre-forgive me, because I don't know all the right words. Will is going to be very disappointed that I don't know all these karate terms. Anyway, a gal I listened to talked about going through her testing, you know, with karate, getting the belts, the different colored belts, and the things that you have to do. You have to present your skills. And it can require a lot of practice, and you have to get it right to move on. And so she would put in all these hours and all this practice. And I remember her telling this story. Life took her elsewhere. She was busy. She was like doing all these other things. And then she needed to show up and take one of these tests. And she was like, oh, I haven't done this. I haven't been doing this. You know, no way. No way is this going to go well. She nailed it. She nailed it. She had been practicing and practicing and practicing and having a hard time and blah, 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 blah. And then totally took a break. And panicked when she went back at it because she thought, oh no, I haven't done this. And what happened? She nailed it. She nailed it. And so even if you're not Martha Beck and your life takes you all over the world and you're writing books and you're doing all these things, still just take a moment of rest. A moment. The other day, it was actually a few weeks ago now, but I still remember. I woke up in pain. Finn had a complete blowout poop. I had an extra kid in the morning to get ready and to make an extra stop to drop them off. And that did not take me by the scenic route. It took me by the construction that I got through eventually to find my road that I needed to use closed, and then took a detour and became late, and then found more construction to top it off on the way. After I dropped off Finn, I decided to pull over because I knew that I needed to cry or scream. I could feel it, and I wasn't going to swallow that storm. I wasn't going to pause that storm inside of me and have it just, ugh. No, thank you. I have to let that out before it forms a knot somewhere, before it settles and starts, you know, taking up the space that my oxygen would like to be in. And no, thank you. I pulled over, and I don't even know where the car was. I don't remember where I pulled over, but I knew I needed to just pull over and scream and cry. Neither screams nor cries came out. I actually just hugged myself. I just took a moment and I hugged myself. And I realized that nothing was wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. Nobody did anything wrong. It was literally a Monday, and it was Mondaying all over the place. As I'm hugging myself and just letting the truth come in that nothing is wrong, Will sends me a little message. He's at work, but he took the time to make a little kiss emoji text and send it to me. And it happened to be right at that moment. And I started gathering momentum. I had been gathering momentum down the Monday crap mountain rolling down the Monday mountain. It was not good. Not good. Literal crap. And I decided to stop and pull over. Oh, I'm sliding down Poop Mountain. Oh. Give yourself a hug. It's okay. Everybody slides down Poop Mountain. And you stopped sliding. And then I got a message from the universe saying, you're not alone. Hi, neighbor. And I started to roll down a different hill. The love hill. I love myself. I love Will. Will loves me. And that's the mountain I roll down the most. Love Mountain. All right, I'm going to go up on the deck and sit down. And let's do just some feeling practice together. So we're all going to feel different things. The seat is wet. Do I care? Yes, I do. Okay, this seat is not wet. Better, better, better. Okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm taking my time. My feet are planted beneath me, gently. All parts of the bottom of my foot are just gently kissing the earth beneath me. My sits bones are connecting with the seat. So I'm sitting on those two bones, one in each butt cheek. That's what it feels like. And you can rock your pelvis back and forth to find those bones. And there'll be a flat spot where that'll be your sweet spot. Just like if you're balancing rocks. Thank you to my friend who gave me the rock balancing kit. I have been practicing, and it is calming and frustrating all at the same time. I will keep you posted. So now, let's do some rock balancing, okay? So, rock balance your pelvis so it feels perfectly balanced on your seat. If you're sitting, of course. If you're laying down or standing up, stack your vertebrae like they're stones, but there's an imaginary spacer stone in between each layer. So you've got your tailbone, the tippy tip of your tail, and that isn't touching the seat, but it wants to grow roots. It wants to grow roots with you. So it's headed in that direction. It has the idea of growing the root, the tip of your tailbone. So then, before the next vertebrae, there's space. Yeah? Okay, and then another lower vertebra, and then space. So let's stack it up like that. You could even think of it as like magnets. If you put two of the same poles together, you can't crunch them together, okay? And that's what our spine is like. It's not going to crunch together. It's going to hold space for us between each vertebra. Okay, can I give a shout out to Priscilla Patrick? I used to watch Priscilla Patrick yoga on public broadcasting. I'm pretty sure she was on PBS. And I really, really love Priscilla Patrick and her instruction. And that's how I know it's vertebra. I had to think about it. I'm like, wait, is it vertebra? It's vertebra. Because she used to have us go from a seated staff position and roll down. And she would tell us to roll down one vertebra at a time. So right now we're stacking the spine one vertebra at a time. And think about all the space between each vertebra. Because like the same poles of a magnet, they won't even touch each other. They need the space. So keep going. Go all the way up your spine. Whether you're sitting, standing, or lying down. And then when you get to your head, you know, your head, it sets perfectly on your neck. It's balanced. You can find that balance. Find the space where, the position where it doesn't take effort to hold your head on your neck. It's balanced. Release the muscles in the back of your neck. And I want you to think of your head floating up high like a kite. And your spine is the tail of the kite. It has all that space and it moves freely. Oh, I can hear Finn. I'm gonna ask Finn if he wants to come outside. Hi, Finn. Do you want to come outside? Do you want to come on the podcast? Do you want to come on the podcast?
Podcast.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Finn. We were doing some feeling practice. We're feeling our bodies, feeling our feet, feeling our spines, feeling our hips, our heads, our shoulders, our knees, our toes.
Toes.
Well, my morning is taking me. I accept. Hi, Finn.
In.
Finn wants me to go inside. So I'm going to go inside and I'm going to leave you. You've already stacked your spine, right? So I'm going to leave you to feeling practice. I want you to sit there for just a bit and I want you to feel. And that's all. You don't have to change anything. I just want you to feel. I'm here. I'm in. I close the door. Do you want to say goodbye to everybody? Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Have a good day.
Bye, Daddy.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I love you.